And next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams. The Cornhuskers are seeded 13th for the Big Ten tournament and will face number 12 seed Illinois in the tournament's opening game on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could please give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Yes, good morning. We are really excited to be heading to the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. You know, all year we've been talking about wanting to be playing our best basketball down the stretch and continue to improve so we can be playing our best basketball heading into March. And we feel like we've made some strides toward that. We still need to work for some consistency. We feel, though, in the last couple of weeks, we've proven we can be competitive with some teams at the top of our league in Lincoln, and now it's time for us to go and prove that we can do that away from Pinnacle Bank Arena and on a neutral court.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how does the game with Illinois earlier in the season impact this game?
Well, I think that, you know, when you're playing teams for the second time and third time, you obviously become a little more familiar with rosters. And so obviously the second time around, you know, both teams will be a little more familiar with each other. And I think it's been a while since we played Illinois. I think it's, you know, we've each had 11 or 12 games or something since the last time we faced off. So, you know, a lot has changed with both teams and rosters since that time, and we're going to have to kind of re-familiarize ourselves with each other, but something that we're hoping to be able to put a little better performance out this next time around.
You got to play Illinois last year at your old place. Does that help you at all?
Well, I think, you know, for our team, you know, our coaching staff to have that a little bit of familiarity with some of the players on the roster from having previously played them, and also just in the recruiting trails, kind of knowing some of their players, it gives you a little bit of a heads up. But certainly, they're a different team now than they were when we played them 1 year ago, and even 12 games ago here at Nebraska. So, you know, we're expecting, you know, a tough, tough battle from some kids that, you know, young players on their team that have really stepped up and had just tremendous seasons for them. And I think their young players are playing with a lot of confidence.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Carman with Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Is the road issues just inexperience and in youth, or do you see something else?
Yeah, I think you know, I think that's something that we've, you know, our coaching staff has spent a lot of time just really kind of contemplating. Is I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's some things that we look to adjust to try to do better and be better ready and prepared when we're on the road. But I think a big part of that is just having a mentality about you. When you go on the road, you have to kind of be road warriors, and we haven't been successful on the road yet, and that's something we're definitely looking to improve upon and change here heading into this neutral court opportunity.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Britt Wagner with Lincoln Journal Star.
Hi, Amy. Are there areas or players that you think have improved consistently over the past 2 or 3 weeks?
Hi, Brett. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I feel like we've shown a lot of improvement, and especially in our last few home games, and particularly I think we've had a couple of freshmen that have really stepped up in Nicaea Elili and Hannah Whitish, but we've seen improvements out of Allie Havers and Jessica Shepherd, and lots of people who've stepped up in those games that we've had success. And so, you know, Maddie Simon had a particularly good outing yesterday and was key in our win over Michigan State. So I think we've had a lot of different players kind of finding ways to improve and play their best basketball here down the stretch, which is what, you know, we've been really stressing all season.
With not knowing what you had at guard coming in this season, what has it meant that Hannah has been able to come in from a smaller school and do some of the things that she's been able to do.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the way that she has kind of blossomed, and we've been talking a little bit about consistency, and I think that's something that is hard for young players, when they're transitioning to the Big Ten Conference, is to be consistent, and I think that's something that we'll continue to try to stress here down the stretch and heading into our off season.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brett.
Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach. You saw Iowa pretty early in the year, so I know this is going back a little bit of a ways, but just I was curious if you kept track of the Hawkeyes throughout the year, and if you did, what your thoughts on are if they're an NCAA tournament team at this point.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the question. Yeah, it's been a while. Our schedule, was set up to only play the one time at Iowa, and that was really early in the season. And obviously, you have a chance to watch several of their games throughout the season as we scouted and prepared for other opponents. And so we continue to respect the way that they play and run their program. I think that there are a lot of teams in our league that are deserving of being in the NCAA tournament, and I think this Big Ten tournament is going to really kind of reveal a lot about who's going to get that opportunity.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And our next question comes from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Vera. How you doing?
Good. You still smiling?
Still smiling.
On the lines of that smile, what, I don't know, two or three nuances or elements of what existed yesterday can you use as momentum, or do you expect to see going into your first game of the tournament?
Yeah, I think yesterday's win just proved to us that we can kind of, in the course of a game, and yesterday's happened to be a 45-minute game, but in the course of a game, that we can withstand some kind of droughts, I guess you would say, and overcome runs and find ways to, when we have something that kind of goes against us, to bounce back and be able to continue to fight all the way to the end. And I think that's something that we're going to definitely take away from yesterday's game and hopefully take that fight with us heading into the tournament.
Very good. Thank you, Coach, and good luck.
Thanks, Vera.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
See you there. Thank you.